In Tongliao of Inner Mongolia, over 1,500 people came to the city's martyrs' cemetery. Visitors laid wreaths and flowers in front of the martyrs' monument and paid silent tribute to the sacrifices that were made for the country. Meanwhile, in Guangdong province, officers of a local Coast Guard unit lined up on their patrol boat, tossing flower petals into the sea in memory of their fallen comrades.
This commemoration is not only a purification of our spirits, but also a call of duty. We work hard with the revolutionary forefathers as our role models, inheriting their spiritual legacy and conscientiously taking on our responsibilities.
Over the last few years, China's top leadership has stressed the importance of remembering the sacrifice of the country's national heroes. President Xi Jinping has been an example for others, by paying tribute to martyrs and national heroes, as well as by meeting the martyrs' descendants, every time he visits historical revolutionary base areas. Xi Jinping has stressed on several occasions that a nation that is hopeful cannot be without heroes, and a promising country cannot be without pioneers, a sentiment he shared during a ceremony in 2015 where he awarded medals to veterans who fought in World War II.
We must always remember the heroes who made sacrifices and contributions to the Chinese nation and the Chinese people, and respect them, learn from them, take good care of them, and defend their rights.
The following year, during a speech marking the 95th anniversary of the founding of the Communist Party of China, Xi Jinping reminded the people of China that they should never forget those who gave their lives for the nation and for peace.
Fearless, righteous vows such as beheading is nothing to me, a true communist could be, and the enemy can hack off our heads, but they can never shake our beliefs, vividly express the uncompromising belief of communists in their ideals. The ideals can never be extinguished, nor can their beliefs. We must always remember the unfulfilled wishes of those martyrs, and we must never forget the ideals for which they spilled their blood.
The Qingming Festival is traditionally a time when Chinese pay tribute to the dead, including their deceased family members and ancestors. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.